Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this clip is circulating online, Lee, and it is a little freaky.
Okay.
It's Joe Biden 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
On, you know, because remember, even back then, his age was a big deal. They had to hide him in the basement.
Yeah. This is not new.
No. So this is not new. And so he was, you know, addressing what would happen if he would have, you know, have to or want to or need to for some reason leave office in order to allow another candidate to take his place. Listen to what he said he'd do. This is 4 years ago.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We discussed it.
That's weird.
Some moral principle comes up. Well, he didn't have any moral principles.
No.
So what he must mean is
he has
Nancy,
no moral principles.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's fist in his face is what he means. Nancy Pelosi's fist in his face.
I don't think she was the only one.
Yeah. Look, I said for a long time, they have total control over him. And the reason they do, and we read about this in the New York Post, and I've put this in the sources for the Battleground podcast on and off for since the fall, when we learned, shockingly, that the Biden family had been surveilled for over 15 years by more than 20 undercover agents for the FBI. They're not FBI agents. They're, I'm blanking on the word, sources, people, informants, thank you. The no less than two FBI offices, maybe three, but definitely two, were running two dozen informants that were around and surrounding the Biden family, including Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and his brother Jim. They had been feeding the FBI criminal information on the Biden family since he was vice president, at least. So they have it all, Lee. Yeah. I mean, Biden never had any real power here. And people would say, well, Jill doesn't want to go. And I'm like, well, yeah, Jill doesn't want to go to prison. Finish the sentence. Yeah. So they've always had power over Joe Biden. They wanted him to go quietly and without rage, and he threw down, and they got rid of him. I mean, the FBI's got the file. I want to read this from the text line. Want to know how powerful the deep state is? We were 1 inch away from having two people on the presidential ballot that nobody voted for in the primaries. 1 inch. We do not live in a free country until the deep state is dismantled and destroyed. Fox News is pointing out right now the FBI has yet to hold a press conference on the shooting.
Yeah.
So they have that in common with the Secret Service.
Well, supposedly Christopher Wray is going to show up in Congress today.
Yeah, we'll see.
Judiciary Committee meeting, so.
We'll see. In a normal country with normal, non-corrupted agencies, they would have held a press conference right by now because they would have had nothing to hide and they would have wanted to reassure the public.
The Secret Service would have held a press conference that day.
Yes.
That day.
Yep.
That evening, the director of the Secret Service would have held a press conference with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, and they would be talking about how this is being investigated. Here's what we know now. Here's what we believe happened. Here's how we're going to progress, and we're going to be completely open and transparent. And instead, we've gotten exactly the opposite.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Elon Musk says the Wall Street Journal has it wrong. He is not donating $45 million a month to Donald Trump. He says he's not part of his cult of personality. But then he did say that he would donate some money a month to the PAC, just not $45 million. He called the figure ridiculous.
Okay, well.
But
the fact he's doing anything at all, though,
yeah,
says something.
And look. He says, I'm making some donations to America PAC, but at a much lower level, and the key values of the PAC are supporting a meritocracy and individual freedom, right. He wrote. Okay, good. That's good. That anything that supports meritocracy and individual freedom wouldn't be Democrat. So,
yeah.
And look, he could be giving $44 million instead of 45. Doesn't matter. This is him walking this back.
Yeah.
And he needs to walk it back. And I thought he shouldn't have been so out front about it. Let me tell you why. Look, they've already launched two criminal cases against him in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know why he would give the money to Trump, because he's got to cover his back. I keep telling you, they will put him in prison if the Democrats win control of the White House again. They will. If we don't get it, Elon Musk go into prison. And he knows that. And you think about it, he's never been a big Trump fan. He launched the Ron DeSantis. Remember, Ron DeSantis announced his campaign on X with Elon Musk present. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk did not endorse him, but it was a toss.
It was the platform.
Yeah, it was the platform.
Yeah, that's what he provided, so.
He's very much second choice, Donald Trump is. But Elon Musk needs to do what he can to get him over the line, stay out of prison.
I got to say one thing quickly about we talk about the campaign donations and the situation with Elon Musk. And we've got the Harris campaign now talking about bragging about the amount of money that they brought in. I'm sorry, if you look at this, what's been happening with Democrat donors over the past few weeks? Been withholding money. I guarantee you that this money that came in is simply money that was not being sent to the Biden campaign, and they were holding off on it. So now that they've got Harris immaculated here, they're just pouring that money in here so she can sit there and brag, oh, look at all the money I've raised. That stuff was coming anyway. This is not an increase in funding. This is what was being held on to by donors because of the doubts about Biden. And then now when they've, like I said, coronated Kamala, there's the money.
Look, the drip, drip, drip has already started. I told you when all of these people endorsed Kamala, the big names, I said they are on the phone trying to defeat her right now. Do not listen to what they say. Democrats always lie. Yeah. They are always on narrative.
Oh, well, she got George Clooney's endorsement, so.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, the House organs are beginning to take her down. I don't know if you saw the New York Times article on Monday. Oh, gosh, we've just discovered she's our weakest candidate. Yeah, she can't win. And Politico just did an article saying that European leaders don't think very much of her. They think she's a lightweight, and they don't think she could beat Trump either. Why would Politico write that?
Yeah.
That is a Democrat publication.
Yeah.
They've never been interested in anything that doesn't serve the narrative. They will not just tell you the truth because it's the thing to do. They never do that, okay? Then you've got Axios yesterday saying the same thing with that made-up story that Joe Biden, he didn't want to quit, but, he was very afraid that if he, resigned, then, Kamala would be the nominee. And, he thinks she can't win. He was just looking out for the party. That's all. Three hits, three major Democrat House organs, New York Times, Politico, and Axios. And that's since Monday through last night.
Yeah.
Drip, drip, drip. Told you.
Democracy has nothing to do with the Democratic Party at this point.
Look, they're just going to take out everybody in a coup so they get someone who legit polls better than Donald Trump.
No.
Meanwhile, the polls are bonkers out there. They are so funny. You got Reuters going, look, she wins 2 points. And then you've got other Democrat polling firms out there going, wow, Trump's still winning the youth vote, 18 to 34, even with Kamala in the race. Well, which is it? And these polls aren't jibing. There's another Democrat polling firm out this morning that has him winning every single swing state. All of that.
Look, I would expect the honeymoon period for Kamala Harris for there to be a elevated acceptance of her candidacy for right now, but the campaign hasn't even started.
No, and them acting like it has.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous.
And I think it's a good move, and this is what I wish Republicans would do every time. The Trump's campaign has gone after the Harris money grab from the Biden campaign, and because of a Federal Election Commission rule that they're citing, and basically they're accusing the Democrats of basically just scratching out Biden's name and putting Harris's name there and taking the money, which effectively is what exactly happened, and that, according to what the Trump lawyers are saying, is a violation of the federal the election code. And I'm glad to see that they're doing this. Listen, I complain a lot about, you know, the lawfare that is going on against the president. That's true. However, Republicans should never make it easy for Democrats to do anything. And just that's how this game is played. And I don't fault Democrats for fighting Republicans. What I fault is Republicans for not fighting back against Democrats. But this looks like a way that the president's lawyers, at least, are addressing this. There are some serious questions about the Harris campaign absconding with that cash. And
I think they should
certainly pursue this with every bit of legal fervor that they can. They should have to answer for that. I mean, good grief, look at all that's been done to Donald Trump. And listen, there were some things about his behavior I can understand. Well, I will say that there are some legal opinions that would say it was necessary to do this. Okay, that's fine. Then why not do this? This certainly should be the case. And there should be, like we've talked about before, the state attorneys general should be pursuing lawsuits against the Harris campaign because she was not on the ballot for the nomination. I mean, yes, it was the Biden-Harris campaign, but she was not the presidential candidate. And there are laws in these states against you replacing the candidate. So they should pursue this as well. But once again, that should be up to the state attorneys general to do that. But I'm hoping these folks fight at every opportunity. They should. That's the way
they tried to take our candidate off the ballot.
Exactly. That's
illegally.
But they, you know, they had the legal right to pursue it, just like Donald Trump had the legal right to claim that he was concerned about the validity of the previous election. He had every right to question that. How they went about it, okay, that's up for debate. But he had every legal right as the candidate to question whether or not this was an accurate and legal count. And why not pursue it? I mean, you know, we've had Democrats do the same thing with many elections. We'll bring up the situation in Georgia with Kemp and what's her name?
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams. You know, they had the same situation there. Good grief. We can go back to Al Gore in the 2000 election against, you know, George W. Bush. Why not pursue these things legally? We should.
Well, why not kick the crap out of the other party when they don't really fight
right
back, and when their own leaders are like, oh, if you say there's no voter fraud, we believe you.
Right.
That's where they are. I mean, that's why we lose. We lose because our leadership allows them to run us over.
Right.
And the Democrats just run us over because they let them. I mean, you know, it's like somebody throws money on the table. You should take it off the table.
Yes.
We do. We throw money all the time at them.
Yep.
Throw easy plays at them. All right. Coming up next, great text on the text line. Take me in a direction I want to go. And I'm wondering about this Black Lives Matter statement, Lee. I mean, it is radical. They're accusing the Democrats of engineering a victory for Kamala Harris in a way that would mean we live in a Democrat-dominated dictatorship. I actually find myself in agreement with Black Lives Matter this morning. Something's very wrong. And I wonder if they were given permission by the Democrat elites to put this statement out.
The plot thickens.
Yes.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like
what
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to read this text? Texter writes here, the attempted hit on Trump and Biden hitting the mattress, along with the little-known conviction of Chinese freedom billionaire Miles Kuo on RICO charges last week in New York, makes all this look like an organized crime war among the families who run America, and we're losing. Well, not yet. No, we haven't lost yet. I definitely don't want to say that. I mean, in fact, they wouldn't have bothered to insecure and unsecure that rally if we were losing. They just let us lose. No, they're losing. That's what the internal polls say. But yeah, Miles Kuo. Who is Miles Kuo? Why do we care if a Chinese freedom billionaire is going down on RICO charges? What is that about? Miles Kuo is being prosecuted for founding Getter. So this is the pattern, okay? It is a remarkable pattern if you step back for a moment and look at it. The message here is, if you start a social media platform that catches on, you will go to prison. Unless you implement our censorship rules, in which case you're good. Think about this for a minute. What are the odds? Well, let's just go back to Parler. Parler, for one whole weekend before they took it down, was the most downloaded app in America. People were super excited about Parler. It had free speech. It made certain server and hosting mistakes. So it was taken down, reduced to simply a website, and then bit the dust. Remember, they hosted with Amazon. Amazon said, we cannot have that offensive free speech, we're going to drop kick you. So they didn't have to send the guy who founded it to prison. Well, Getter was a little smarter, and they are independently hosted. So Miles Kuo has to go to prison. What are the odds that every one of these has either bitten the dust or the person behind it is a felon or is on their way to becoming a felon? Look at this, Trump, true social felon. Getter, Miles Kuo, RICO charges. Elon Musk was never criminally prosecuted or investigated until he bought Twitter and said, we're going to have free speech here. We're going to kick the FBI out of the belly button. We're going to close the back door. So he has now faced not one, but two. The first investigation foundered. They couldn't really do much with it, so they just launched another. And you've got DOJ, Department of Injustice officials, in the page of the Wall Street Journal, flat out saying, we're not giving up on this. We're going to find a different way. To what? They don't finish this. They never finish those sentences. To silence him. So understand in America what this means. If you found any kind of platform, even one with a couple of million people who all agree, screaming through a wind tunnel at each other, but not reaching anyone else, it scares them. And you have to go to prison. You do. Now look at what else is happening. Look at what else is happening. The head of Venezuela, who is himself a dictator, copies everything the Democrats do now. They try to take Trump off the ballot. He tried to take his opponent off the ballot. Everyone who was behind or an architect, the key group of Trump's 2016 victory, is now a convicted felon. All eight of them, including Trump, Manafort, his campaign manager, Steve Bannon, who was his chief advisor, really the strategist who steered that campaign. Steve Bannon, both of his fundraisers, his chief fundraisers, felons, convicted both. Peter Navarro just got out of prison. He did the financial planning for the, I mean, he was the financial advisor, but really one of the key eight brains behind the Trump victory. Just got out of prison. And Steve Bannon is in prison now. The key eight campaign staff. What happened when Maduro saw that in Venezuela? He had his opponent and everyone running her campaign arrested. See? Now we've moved on to the assassination phase of the operation. Just, you know, Maduro tends to copy what the Democrats do. It's weird. You think they'd be copying him, but he's copying them. So look for anyone politically opposing Maduro who is popular and has a big name to be suddenly assassinated. I'm serious, folks. I'm not joking. This is where we are. Texture rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Hey, Tara, I tell everyone about you. They never like your show at first because, of course, you're seeing the things that other talking heads refuse to explain. But three of them are now regular listeners. So says Allison. Okay, so awesome. Allison is well on her way to a four-pack. And that's what we're asking everyone to do. If you have like-minded friends, tell them about the Tara Show. Tell them about 98.9 FM WORD. And I'll even give you the link to give them a lot of options for them to listen. You just text keyword listen, L-I-S-T-E-N, listen to the text line 71307. Okay, but about what Allison's saying here is why I read this. And I appreciate she's done this. And we're asking everyone to tell four friends because we've expanded our listening area. So especially if you have friends and family in Pickens and Anderson, but also in North Carolina, North Georgia, all the way out to Columbia. We've been getting calls from there lately. It's really cool. But yeah, no, you have to, here's the thing with people, okay? If you haven't listened to talk radio before, you have to prepare them before they listen. You don't have to go into a big spiel about it, but just, hey, you know, you're going to hear some things you've never heard before. Because it's shocking to people. Okay, so I always take the temperature. Okay, like, do you watch any news? What do you watch? Okay, NPR. You might want to start with very small doses of this and work your way up. Okay, what do you watch? You watch Fox. Okay, good. Okay, good, good. That's going to get you started, but this, you've never heard this before. Okay? Look, if you've been here for any number of years, there's people all over the text line here with 704 area numbers that have been with me for almost 20 years. Some of you have been with me since, you know, for 20 years since I was a journalist. And you have lived in reality for so long that you've forgotten what it was like not to live in reality. You've lived in reality for so long that you know when I say something, it'll immediately be branded as a conspiracy theory indicating it's true. And then 9 months to 3 years from then, the mainstream media will finally admit it's true. So it's like a shortcut. You tell people it's a shortcut. Yeah, some of the stuff that they're seeing, you're going to go on Snopes, you know, the other liberal sites, and they're going to say it's not true, but give it 9 months to a year. Because they'll admit it. They'll admit, okay, they were right. It happens all the time. So just keep that in mind. Your perspective as a long-term listener, you've lived in reality for so long, you forgot what it's like to not live in reality. And it's fascinating to watch a person walk into talk radio, because I, now that I am broadcasting online, I've got new people coming in every day. I've got new trolls coming in every day. And it's fascinating because their psychological reaction is always the same. And it's understandable. Okay, I try to be very gentle with them, most of them. If I'm saying this and they've never heard it before, I'm an outlier. And so their mind automatically rejects it. Why? Because if they were to accept what I'm saying, their entire worldview would shatter immediately. I'm serious. Psychologically, it would shatter immediately. So when the brain is faced with confronting the fact that your entire worldview is wrong, because it's been based on fake news narratives and, quite frankly, lies that have piled up so high that your view of reality is fake. That's hard to cope with psychologically. That causes crisis for people. Okay, so this is what you're asking them to do. You got to prepare them. Hey, listen, you've never heard anything like this before. Just give it a chance. And remind them, look, she's told us about this thing and that thing, or, you know, the station's told us about this thing or that thing years in advance sometimes of it actually, you know, being mainstream news. Sometimes it's months, sometimes it's weeks. You could use the most recent example. Joe Biden is cuckoo brained. The media denied that, ran fact checks on it. We were right, as always happens. So just prepare him a little bit, because of the, you got to anticipate the psychological reaction of these people, okay? And it's a pretty profound state they're in if you think about it. Again, they've been narrated and lied to for so long. When you hear information, what do? You make a judgment on it. The judgments you make on the information that you hear and that you take in form what? Your worldview. It's a scary thing when it crumbles. And so what do? They hear me saying the opposite of what they've always believed or what they thought was true. They're still good people. They're even smart people. And they're like, no, stop, make it stop. Because it causes cognitive dissonance. And that causes people pain. It's hard to admit you're wrong. I've changed my mind on a few things over time and realized you're not as wrong on that. And it takes, I mean, it's hard to do it in a day. You know what I mean? And it's kind of painful to admit my brain didn't process that right. Well, these people, it's not their fault. They're truly victims. Victims of a lie so woven into society's fabric that it becomes difficult to distinguish reality. And I often say when these people vote, it is very, very dangerous. It's not because there's anything wrong with them. It's because they've been hosed and lied to. And you know why people, they can't process it. If you are a good person, or you're just a pretty good person, or just even a decent person, it's hard to fathom that somebody would lie to you at the level that our elites do, the Democrat Party and the swamp creatures. It's just hard to believe because you wouldn't do it. And so to believe anybody else could do it, you got to ease into it. So just warn them like, hey, you know, might want to try a couple segments at a time. But it can have a powerful effect. And let me tell you why. I'll never forget what happened to my sister. I tell the story over and over again as I'm so fascinated by it. She voted for Hillary, said Trump was a sexist, wasn't having anything to do with him, couldn't stand the guy. So one day after she voted for Hillary. So one day after the election, she calls me and says, is there a news site that's just moderate, like just middle of the road? I'm like, not that I can think of. I don't know. And what I told her was, I was like, okay, keep watching CNN or whatever you're watching. Just whatever. Keep doing that. But at least, you know, pick a site, Daily Caller, Breitbart, hotair.com. Just pick something and just go at least glance at the headlines every day or several times a week. Okay, read if you can. Here's what you're going to see in the first few months. You're going to see Snopes and other fact checkers say, well, that's not real. Ignore that and keep going because you need to see what happens next. The part where the mainstream media admits that what we were saying was correct and they were lying on every major political story and topic that will happen. And you got to see it over a year. I mean, you just have to for it to really sink in. One, I forgot I told her this, forgot all about it. She calls me after, because we don't talk about politics much. She calls me after the Trump election. She's distraught. She's beside herself because she's a new convert. So she's got all the zeal, right? Because she's been doing all this time what I told her to. She realizes her entire world is fake. Takes the red pill. And she was more upset about what she viewed as the theft of that election than I was. And I was pretty darn upset. She was so upset she moved to Costa Rica. She's like, I got to get out of here. I moved to Costa Rica. I'm like, you going to Costa Rica? Yeah, I'm just leaving. I got to get out of here. I'm like, well, I get it. All right. So she went to Costa Rica for a few months. Got a stomach illness. Water isn't so good there. Came back. Anyway, that's how she got there. So just ease them in. Say, hey, listen, you're going to hear some things you haven't heard anywhere else. That doesn't mean they're wrong. I've been listening to this station for a very long time. I've been listening to the Tara Show for a very long time. And over time, you'll find that what she's saying is correct. I love this. What a great idea. Text rates, Tara, you need a new shirt. Now leaving Rio Linda. Oh, that's great. That is so great. Yeah. Text rates made it almost to LLA, Georgia, listening. Okay. Did you mean Atlanta? Hope you meant Atlanta. That'd be really cool. That'd mean we're having a great signal day. Yeah, okay. Texture rates, this is a good way to put it. They are baked with fake. Yes. Barry Weiss writes, great piece. The era of the noble lie. Why do we have a crisis of trust? Because the experts keep lying. Joe Biden is only the latest example. The reason she writes there's no Democrat presidential nominee right now, 27 days before the party's convention in Chicago begins, is because of a lie. This is the same lie that Black Lives Matter is calling them out for this morning. The reason the Democrats are going to scramble to whip a majority of their 3,900 delegates in line behind Vice President Kamala Harris, the reason the most basic elements of the Democratic process are being so dramatically challenged is because of the lie that everyone around Joe Biden told the public. And now there's no denying that's exactly what happened. Once the reality of Biden's deteriorating position became plain on that CNN debate stage, the only question was who were going to admit who knew what when. It's not just that they knew about Biden's condition, lied about it. They knew they were lying and believed they could dupe their supporters at least through November 5th, 2024. In other words, double talk. One message in public, a different message in private until it became impossible to sustain. And you know what? That is exactly what Black Lives Matter is saying today. They're saying this is a dictatorship if you just appoint Kamala to be our nominee. She hasn't gotten a single vote. And they're demanding a flash primary. And this is what they're talking about the same thing, the noble lie. The DNC, Democrat National Committee, refused to host debates during the primary, even though a vast majority of Democrat voters wanted them. They would have likely allowed America to see the decline of Joe Biden in 2023, Black Lives Matter writes in this letter. The DNC changed the primary schedule, created rules that made it almost impossible for non-Biden candidates to appear on the ballot, effectively clearing the field of any challengers to the incumbent president. Following the primary, where millions of Black voters weighed in, after one poor debate performance, the DNC party elites and billionaire donors bullied Joe Biden out of the race. They say, we do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. Any attempt to evade or override the will of voters in our primary system, no matter how historic the candidate, talking about Kamala, must be condemned. We demand an informal virtual snap primary now that the incumbent president is no longer in the running. Otherwise, they say we live in a dictatorship. Well, we do. And as that our earlier poster wrote, they intended, as I told you they would in the fall on the Battleground America podcast, I said they're going to select both our candidates for us. They came within an inch of selecting both our candidates for us. Trump ducked. They did. Or that candidate would be who they want to, and I guarantee it'd be a person who could not win a primary, an actual primary. Probably be Nikki Haley. Which is exactly what they want, to continue the deep state and swamp control of the country now that people aren't fooled so easily anymore. And that's exactly where we are, folks. This incredible Black Lives Matter statement. That's what Black Lives Matter is saying. Listen, we could have picked a replacement candidate in a primary. You guys knew he was senile and demented, but you were afraid we would pick somebody you don't control. You were afraid we'd pick somebody who might tell the truth about inflation, how it is a deliberately crafted tax on the poor, deliberately launched by the left to decimate the middle class.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Hey, Tara, I tell everyone about you. They never like your show at first because, of course, you're seeing the things that other talking heads refuse to explain. But three of them are now regular listeners. So says Allison. Okay, so awesome. Allison is well on her way to a four-pack. And that's what we're asking everyone to do. If you have like-minded friends, tell them about the Tara Show. Tell them about 98.9 FM WORD. And I'll even give you the link to give them a lot of options for them to listen. You just text keyword listen, L-I-S-T-E-N, listen to the text line 71307. Okay, but about what Allison's saying here is why I read this, and I appreciate she's done this. And we're asking everyone to tell four friends because we've expanded our listening area. So especially if you have friends and family in Pickens and Anderson, but also in North Carolina, North Georgia, all the way out to Columbia. We've been getting calls from there lately. It's really cool. But yeah, no, there's you have to, here's the thing with people, okay? If you haven't listened to talk radio before, you have to prepare them before they listen. You don't have to go into a big spiel about it, but just, hey, you know, you're going to hear some things you've never heard before. Because it's shocking to people. Okay, so I always take the temperature. Okay, like, do you watch any news? What do you watch? Okay, NPR. You might want to start with very small doses of this and work your way up. Okay, what do you watch? You watch Fox. Okay, good. Okay, good, good. That's going to get you started, but this, you've never heard this before. Okay? Look, if you've been here for any number of years, there's people all over the text line here with 704 area numbers that have been with me for almost 20 years. Some of you have been with me since, you know, for 20 years since I was a journalist. And you have lived in reality for so long that you've forgotten what it was like not to live in reality. You've lived in reality for so long that you know when I say something, it'll immediately be branded as a conspiracy theory indicating it's true. And then 9 months to 3 years from then, the mainstream media will finally admit it's true. So it's like a shortcut. You tell people it's a shortcut. Yeah, some of the stuff that they're seeing, you're going to go on Snopes, you know, the other liberal sites, and they're going to say it's not true, but give it 9 months to a year. Because they'll admit it. They'll admit, okay, they were right. It happens all the time. So just keep that in mind. Your perspective as a long-term listener, you've lived in reality for so long, you forgot what it's like to not live in reality. And it's fascinating to watch a person walk into talk radio, because now that I am broadcasting online, I've got new people coming in every day, I've got new trolls coming in every day, and it's fascinating because their psychological reaction is always the same. And it's understandable, okay? I try to be very gentle with them, most of them. If I'm saying this and they've never heard it before, I'm an outlier. And so their mind automatically rejects it. Why? Because if they were to accept what I'm saying, their entire worldview would shatter immediately. I'm serious. Psychologically, it would shatter immediately. So when the brain is faced with confronting the fact that your entire worldview is wrong, because it's been based on fake news narratives and, quite frankly, lies that have piled up so high that your view of reality is fake, that's hard to cope with psychologically. That causes crisis for people. Okay, so this is what you're asking them to do. You got to prepare them. Hey, listen, you've never heard anything like this before. Just give it a chance. And remind them, look, she's told us about this thing and that thing, or, you know, the station's told us about this thing or that thing years in advance sometimes of it actually, you know, being mainstream news. Sometimes it's months, sometimes it's weeks. You could use the most recent example. Joe Biden is cuckoo brained. The media denied that, ran fact checks on it. We were right, as always happens. So just prepare him a little bit because you got to anticipate the psychological reaction of these people, okay? And it's a pretty profound state they're in, if you think about it. Again, they've been narrated and lied to for so long. When you hear information, what do? You make a judgment on it. The judgments you make on the information that you hear and that you take in form what? Your worldview. It's a scary thing when it crumbles. And so what do? They hear me saying the opposite of what they've always believed or what they thought was true. They're still good people. They're even smart people. And they're like, no, stop, make it stop. Because it causes cognitive dissonance. And that causes people pain. It's hard to admit you're wrong. I've changed my mind on a few things over time and realized you're not as wrong on that. And it takes, I mean, it's hard to do it in a day. You know what I mean? And it's kind of painful to admit maybe my brain didn't process that right. Well, these people, it's not their fault. They're truly victims. They're victims of a lie so woven into society's fabric that it becomes difficult to distinguish reality. And I often say when these people vote, it is very, very dangerous. It's not because there's anything wrong with them. It's because they've been hosed and lied to. And you know why people, they can't process it. If you are a good person or you're just a pretty good person, just even a decent person, it's hard to fathom that somebody would lie to you at the level that our elites do, the Democrat Party and the swamp creatures. It's just hard to believe because you wouldn't do it. And so to believe anybody else could do it, you got to ease into it. So just warn them like, hey, you know, might want to try a couple segments at a time. But it can have a powerful effect. And let me tell you why. I'll never forget what happened to my sister. I tell the story over and over again as I'm so fascinated by it. She voted for Hillary, said Trump was a sexist, wasn't having anything to do with him, couldn't stand the guy. So one day after she voted for Hillary. So one day after the election, she calls me and says, is there a news site that's just moderate, like just middle of the road? I'm like, not that I can think of. I don't know. And what I told her was, I was like, okay, keep watching CNN or whatever you're watching. Just whatever. Keep doing that. But at least, you know, pick a site, Daily Caller, Breitbart, hotair.com. Just pick something and just go at least glance at the headlines every day or several times a week. Okay. Read if you can. Here's what you're going to see in the first few months. You're going to see Snopes, another fact checker, say, well, that's not real. Ignore that and keep going. Because you need to see what happens next. The part where the mainstream media admits that what we were saying was correct. And they were lying. On every major political story and topic, that will happen. And you got to see it over a year. I mean, you just have to. For it to really sink in. One, I forgot I told her this. Forgot all about it. She calls me after, because we don't talk about politics much. She calls me after the Trump election. She's distraught. She's beside herself because she's a new convert. So she's got all the zeal, right? Because she's been doing all this time what I told her to. She realizes her entire world is fake. Takes the red pill. And she was more upset about what she viewed as the theft of that election than I was. And I was pretty darn upset. She was so upset, she moved to Costa Rica. She's like, I got to get out of here. I moved to Costa Rica. I'm like, you going to Costa Rica? Yeah, I'm just leaving. I got to get out of here. I'm like, well, I get it. All right. So she went to Costa Rica for a few months. Got a stomach illness. Water isn't so good there. Came back. Anyway, that's how she got there. So just ease them in. Say, hey, listen, you're going to hear some things you haven't heard anywhere else. That doesn't mean they're wrong. I've been listening to this station for a very long time. I've been listening to the Tara Show for a very long time. And over time, you'll find that what she's saying is correct. Oh, I love this. What a great idea. Texter writes, Tara, you need a new shirt. Now leaving Rio Linda. Oh, that's great. That is so great. Yeah. Texter writes, made it almost to LLA, Georgia, listening. Okay. Did you mean Atlanta? Hope you meant Atlanta. That'd be really cool. That'd mean we're having a great signal day. Yeah, okay. Texter writes, this is a good way to put it. They are baked with fake. Yes. Barry Weiss writes, great piece, the era of the noble lie. Why do we have a crisis of trust? Because the experts keep lying. Joe Biden is only the latest example. The reason she writes there's no Democrat presidential nominee right now, 27 days before the party's convention in Chicago begins, is because of a lie. This is the same lie that Black Lives Matter is calling them out for this morning. The reason the Democrats are going to scramble to whip a majority of their 3,900 delegates in line behind Vice President Kamala Harris, the reason the most basic elements of the Democratic process are being so dramatically challenged is because of the lie that everyone around Joe Biden told the public. And now there's no denying that's exactly what happened. Once the reality of Biden's deteriorating position became plain on that CNN debate stage, the only question was who were going to admit who knew what when. It's not just that they knew about Biden's condition, lied about it. They knew they were lying and believed they could dupe their supporters at least through November 5th, 2024. In other words, double talk. One message in public, a different message in private until it became impossible to sustain. And you know what? That is exactly what Black Lives Matter is saying today. They're saying this is a dictatorship if you just appoint Kamala to be our nominee. She hasn't gotten a single vote. And they're demanding a flash primary. And this is what they're talking about, the same thing, the noble lie. The DNC, Democrat National Committee, refused to host debates during the primary, even though a vast majority of Democrat voters wanted them. They would have likely allowed America to see the decline of Joe Biden in 2023, Black Lives Matter writes in this letter. The DNC changed the primary schedule, created rules that made it almost impossible for non-Biden candidates to appear on the ballot, effectively clearing the field of any challengers to the incumbent president. Following the primary, where millions of Black voters weighed in, after one poor debate performance, the DNC party elites and billionaire donors bullied Joe Biden out of the race. They say, we do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. Any attempt to evade or override the will of voters in our primary system, no matter how historic the candidate, talking about Kamala, must be condemned. We demand an informal virtual snap primary now that the incumbent president is no longer in the running. Otherwise, they say we live in a dictatorship. Well, we do. And as that our earlier poster wrote, they intended, as I told you they would in the fall on the Battleground America podcast, I said they're going to select both our candidates for us. They came within an inch of selecting both our candidates for us. Trump ducked. They did. Or that candidate would be who they want to, and I guarantee it'd be a person who could not win a primary, an actual primary. Probably be Nikki Haley. Which is exactly what they want, to continue the deep state and swamp control of the country now that people aren't fooled so easily anymore. And that's exactly where we are, folks. This incredible Black Lives Matter statement. That's what Black Lives Matter is saying. Listen, we could have picked a replacement candidate in a primary. You guys knew he was senile and demented, but you were afraid we would pick somebody you don't control. You were afraid we'd pick somebody who might tell the truth about inflation, how it is a deliberately crafted tax on the poor, deliberately launched by the left to decimate the middle class. And they couldn't have that. This whole thing is about controlling their sheeple so their sheeple don't actually represent or elect somebody who represents them. Tune into the Battleground America podcast. New edition comes out every day around noon. Text Tara, keyword Tara, to the text line to get it, 71307. Barry Weiss writes, great piece, The Era of the Noble Lie. Why do we have a crisis of trust? Because the experts keep lying. Joe Biden is only the latest example. The reason, she writes, there's no Democrat presidential nominee right now, 27 days before the party's convention in Chicago begins, is because of a lie. This is the same lie that Black Lives Matter is calling them out for this morning. The reason the Democrats are going to scramble to whip a majority of their 3,900 delegates in line behind Vice President Kamala Harris, the reason the most basic elements of the Democratic process are being so dramatically challenged is because of the lie that everyone around Joe Biden told the public. And now there's no denying that's exactly what happened. Once the reality of Biden's deteriorating position became plain on that CNN debate stage, the only question was who were going to admit who knew what when. It's not just that they knew about Biden's condition, lied about it. They knew they were lying and believed they could dupe their supporters at least through November 5th, 2024. In other words, double talk. One message in public, a different message in private until it became impossible to sustain. And you know what? That is exactly what Black Lives Matter is saying today. They're saying this is a dictatorship if you just appoint Kamala to be our nominee. She hasn't gotten a single vote. And they're demanding a flash primary. And this is what they're talking about, the same thing, the noble lie. The DNC, Democrat National Committee, refused to host debates during the primary, even though a vast majority of Democrat voters wanted them. They would have likely allowed America to see the decline of Joe Biden in 2023, Black Lives Matter writes in this letter. The DNC changed the primary schedule, created rules that made it almost impossible for non-Biden candidates to appear on the ballot, effectively clearing the field of any challengers to the incumbent president. Following the primary, where millions of Black voters weighed in, after one poor debate performance, the DNC party elites and billionaire donors bullied Joe Biden out of the race. They say, we do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. Any attempt to evade or override the will of voters in our primary system, no matter how historic the candidate, talking about Kamala, must be condemned. We demand an informal virtual snap primary now that the incumbent president is no longer in the running. Otherwise, they say, we live in a dictatorship. Well, we do. And as that our earlier poster wrote, they intended, as I told you they would in the fall on the Battleground America podcast, I said, they're going to select both our candidates for us. They came within an inch of selecting both our candidates for us. Trump ducked. They did. Or that candidate would be who they want to, and I guarantee it'd be a person who could not win a primary, an actual primary. Probably be Nikki Haley. Which is exactly what they want, to continue the deep state and swamp control of the country now that people aren't fooled so easily anymore. And that's exactly where we are, folks. This black, incredible Black Lives Matter statement. That's what Black Lives Matter is saying. Listen, we could have picked a replacement candidate in a primary. You guys knew he was senile and demented, but you were afraid we would pick somebody you don't control. You were afraid we'd pick somebody who might tell the truth about inflation, how it is a deliberately crafted tax on the poor, deliberately launched by the left to decimate the middle class. And they couldn't have that. This whole thing is about controlling their sheeple, so their sheeple don't actually represent or elect somebody who represents them. Tune into the Battleground America podcast. New edition comes out every day around noon. Text Tara, keyword Tara, to the text line to get it, 71307.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.